I'm back on this little podcast known as the Road to El Paso, and I brought somebody along because it's 2020, and we will start like 7 weeks in for our first podcast of the year, and maybe the last. But I have it's Slant Boy and Mr. Boy Slant.
It's a couple of slant men.
Yeah, a couple of slant men are here to lead you through.
I want everybody to know that, yes, we live like 40 feet apart, but we are our own homes, being responsible.
Yeah, we're at our own homes, still using Anchor, which might fall apart at any moment. Not the most reliable, but
it outlived Quibi.
That's true. I don't know. Some rich guy must have spent all that money on Quibi, because never they paid all these celebrities to do it.
And they did.
Nobody joined Quibi. Like,
yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Like, nobody knew what it was, even when it came out. It just said, like, go watch it. They got cool shows. And somebody's like, name a show, and nobody could.
The problem that killed them is they didn't allow you to take screenshots, so you can't make memes. And if you can't make memes, nothing's ever going to catch on.
True. Especially if you have all new shows.
Because as you can see, we have two teams named after Slant Boy. So, yeah, you got to have memes.
I know. And you got Stray Cat Homies. That's who I'm playing. He's still thinking about all his cats.
Yeah, thinking about cats. All right, so movie. So for this week, I wanted to take a look. It's been 6 weeks. And I wanted to look back and see how everybody's draft pick has gone. So that's where I wanted to make I want to come on this podcast. I've done a little research. You all know I'm a numbers guy.
Gruden grinded.
No, Gruden grinding. You know it's legit when you get a Google Doc shared with you.
I got a Google Doc, and then I was like, man, I am not going to put that much effort into this podcast. I am not making my own. And then I think I fucked up your Google Docs, too. Not
you
only
did.
That, you I did. Accidentally deleted the number one pick. No. I don't even know how. Like, I was just viewing. And next thing you know, I deleted it. I couldn't even find it. I'm like, where's the number one player? I don't see it.
It's back now, which is good.
All right. That is good.
So we're going to start here. So I want to look back at how everybody's first round pick is and where they are. So starting off, we have Christian McCaffrey for the Stray Cats homie.
He's on the bench somewhere on IR.
So I tried to give you a rank of where each player is. So I have you RB minus one because you haven't really played. Like he did do great. He had two great weeks, and then he got hurt at the end of week two. So I give you a graft rate of B because obviously, like, that's who you got to get. But you didn't go get the backup. You got outbid for Mike Davis by the Spartans.
Whoa. How much did the Spartans bank on him?
$33.
Oh, my gosh. That's 33 Marvin Jones each, a dollar each. Man, 33 is a lot, but it's worked out until last week when he played a team that was like, you're Mike Davis and you're
okay. Are we back?
Yeah, we can just go with talking about Mike Davis.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think, you know, Chris is in first place with the first round pick. So his team's recovered well. So, you know, I think CMC hasn't panned out exactly, but he'll be coming back. I think the only concern now is he going to split time or anything? But, you know, they didn't pay him to split time, so.
That's true. They paid him to be a Mr. Big Time. Mr. I'm going to take all the possessions.
How do you feel about his first round pick?
I mean, I feel like he was the clear pick when he was picked, so he just got the injury bug.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not getting the guy does suck, but he hasn't been injured often, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you you don't even get your guy and you're still in first place, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I mean... Who's Mr. Big Chest? That's Knicks.
I'm gonna say, speaking of injury bugs, the second pick in the draft was Saquon Barkley by me, Mr. Big Chest. I give myself an F because he instantly, not only you know, did he instantly get hurt. I think he played like four snaps and then was out. But he doesn't even have a good backup. Like you can't even, you couldn't even really get a handcuff for him, and you don't really want any running back on the Giants. I think Chris ended up getting him, right?
Yeah, Devonta Freeman.
Yeah, Chris ended up outbidding me for him.
I mean, he's Devonta Freeman's currently has 0.90 points right now, and we're in this.
Yeah. So I mean, it's
Yeah.
not even great. I guess Saquon's only good thing would have been the volume he got, but ugh.
So no Saquon. He's good though. He draws you in every. He's like one of those good players on shitty teams.
Yeah, I just saw those thighs and I couldn't resist.
You just saw those thighs and that those videos and just like, oh man, I gotta have this guy. He's
So yeah, so for me, I give myself an F because that sucked. You're not even on, you're not even on a great team. You know, the Giants. I'm watching Daniel Jones flail around right now, and not great. But I will say I'm in second place. So interesting. We're the draft order is the place order.
Oh. Okay, then I'm in trouble because I did not get the next pick. So is
Yeah.
that
So the next pick is, I think, a controversial one, is Patrick Mahomes from Mahomies.
what makes him controversial?
So I think going QB this early is a risk. I think, the third pick and you're getting a QB, like that's so fast.
Maybe she just realized Lamar Jackson was going to be a QB too for her.
Yeah, but there's so many players on the board. There's lots of running backs, and taking him in the first round, I will say I went and looked up the last QB drafted was Derek Carr in round 16. He's only 50 points behind Mahomes, which is about 12 points a week. So will that win you a match? Maybe. Probably not.
True.
That's one of those things of, you could have gotten well, I was gonna say Michael Thomas, but you could have gotten, like a Cook or a Kamara or, Zeke. But I mean,
But can you get the name Mahomes if you take all the don't take Mahomes? Could you just
you
take
can't do
Mahomes?
that. You can definitely not do that. What do you think of Mahomes at three?
I like Mahomes, but I never gotten to own him. So I guess I would have to pay that price to get him. But I feel like that happens every year. Like somebody's going to take him way early. So, like, it is where he is. I mean, that's where he goes.
Yeah.
It might not be the right pick, but like, if you want Mahomes and want that all that flash, if you want all that flash, you got to get him early.
Well, Sarah paid for him. She got him. And funny enough, third pick in the draft is in third place. How weird is that?
Oh man, I don't even know why we're playing this game. It seems like it's just like you just throw in the draft order and call it a day.
It is really weird how that's worked out this year.
I thought she was way back. How did she get all the way to third?
She keeps winning. She keeps winning.
Just keeps winning.
The defendants have evened up a bit, which helps. Are you making dinner right now?
Making chicken though.
Okay, good.
That would just be against all rules.
Just interesting podcast content.
I am trying a cauliflower margarita pizza from Cauli Power.
Ugh.
Everybody knows about them. But that is literally the only thing I can eat that's frozen in my thing. Everything else requires more cooking than just putting it in the oven.
Nice. All right, so
Why
let's
is
take a
that the
look.
only item I have? That is a
Let's
good
take a look
question.
at the next pick, pick number four, which goes to Waller's baller, Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, that's a lot of fumbles right there.
That is a
But
lot of fumbles. Oh, I forgot to mention, Patrick Mahomes is ranked QB1. I gave that a B minus because I felt like it's all right, but a bit of a reach. Zeke
he's
is
not like he's not one overall, right? He just won a quarterback one.
quarterback one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Zeke
Like
is
rush. Yeah.
running back five. So he's up there. You got him with the fourth pick. He's RB5.
Running backs were really bad this year.
He is there's sort of like a tier breakout where you have like five guys who are over 100 points, and then the next guy is like at 90.
Oh yeah, I just checked it. Mr. Robinson is at 90.
Yeah, there's you can kind of see there's like a break in scoring, like a good 10 to 20 point gap.
Oh man. Man, that is sad. Now I can't even make fun of Brett. Somehow his running backs are up there, but are they worth it? Is it worth it to get those kind of running backs?
Oh, we'll talk about drafts. Don't you worry.
Oh man!
But I think you know, is this a Zeke pick? I gave an A minus. I think you know he's typically that like second or third running back, depending on how you think.
I thought she was going to get Derrick Henry for some reason.
Yeah, that also would have been. I believe Derrick Henry is running back one.
He's running back two. Kamara is actually 20
points.
Yeah, he's
That's
20
right.
points. Yeah, the guy I was like least on this year is.
I know.
He doesn't have a knee. That's what they told me, and they lied. He does
That's
have
true.
A knee.
So I gave Zeke an A minus. I think overall a good pick. If he can stop fumbling, they're clearly going to have to give him the ball all the time now with Andy Dalton. So
True.
he'll kind of be like the new Saquon on a bad team, but.
But is he really good? He hasn't had a 100-yard game. That's kind of concerning.
He hasn't.
His high is 96.
But he is RB5, so he's at least still up there. He hasn't
But
tanked.
that tells you how bad RBs have been when Zeke isn't even getting 100 yards and RB5ing it. Like it's not like he had like a 40-point game. He just has like 15 to 20.
Yeah,
every game.
He's been consistent.
Yeah, and that's apparently good enough to be a top three.
It's good enough. Yeah.
Wow, that's number three overall right now. Wow,
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if I think she made a good pick.
All right.
So I will say, interestingly enough, Amanda is in fourth place. So the fourth pick
Whoa.
Got fourth place.
What? I
yeah.
think we should just close the season up and whoever's last is getting the punishment. We should enter that as like a hidden rule for next season. A second Easter egg.
So next up, we want to talk about value here. We're going to talk about Jake's Boats and TOs, Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, pick number 5.
Yes, value hunting.
RB1. Can you say RB1?
Number one overall.
Yeah, he is the Odell of running backs.
He might be the Odell of the game.
He might be. I know Jake likes Odell.
He does. COVID, but COVID is not real, according to Odell. How does Jake feel about that?
Yeah. Do you feel like you could reject it, or do you have enough mutual respect for COVID?
To reject it. You tell COVID that I will not let you get to me.
Ooh, that's a missed kick. I'm glad we don't have kickers.
Who just missed one?
The Eagles guy.
Oh, no.
From like 20 yards.
Oh, no. So, yeah, Alvin Kamara is quarterback, I mean, running back, I mean, wide receiver, running back, tight end, number one.
Yeah, he's
number one overall.
He's got 23 more points than the running backs drafted after him.
He's got 25 more points than the next receiver, which is Calvin Ridley.
He came out, and the interesting thing about Kamara is right before the draft, he got an epidural. Which is
ideal.
It's not ideal. Typically, you don't want to get an epidural because you're dealing with spine pain, but maybe we should all get epidurals.
I don't know. It seems like you can be a running back one if you get one.
I'm just throwing it
I'm
out
not
there.
A running back one, but I haven't gotten one.
You're not. You need to get an epidural.
Man, that's what's missing from my life.
Yeah,
I mean,
you.
That and COVID testing. I need to figure out which week I need to take the test.
Now, can you check
all the points?
Can you check what place Jake is in? I actually don't have it written down.
Jake is not in fifth place. Evan is.
Oh,
so.
Jake is in last. Sorry.
All I knew was Jake is not in first place. Next place.
Jake, you broke the trend. We were going 1 through 5, and then now 5 is in last.
That's because Jake is too busy trying to get Yahoo to put Dez Bryant back into the system to get him. He's not there yet. I like told Jake to run to Yahoo, and then like, they didn't even have him. I was like, never mind.
Be sure to set your lineup this week and go grab Dez next week.
Yeah. I
So,
wonder how many draft picks we can get from Jake if we just got Dez Bryant and before him.
so next up, I have the slant boy who drafted Michael Thomas, number six.
Oh man.
I just wrote hurts to miss that one.
Michael Thomas has been talking a lot for somebody who hasn't done anything this season. He keeps gabbing with his own teammates, which doesn't make any sense. He hasn't even been out there. He's not even jabbing with some other corner.
If anybody doesn't know the slant boy story, apparently he has been healthy enough to come back, but he got into a fight because one of the corners on the defense of that team just says all he does is run slants and he punched the
Yeah, that's the
guy.
story of my book. And apparently, that's not the first time. He got hit with Eli Apple one year at Ohio State, and they almost got in a fight. So, it seems like he just likes punching guys.
So I will admit, I kind of thought he had played a couple games this year. I haven't been following Michael Thomas very close. So it's very
That's why I was
disturbed.
like, your score was very generous for me.
It probably will. I mean, I feel like he's been injured, so I have him as a wide receiver +1 because you can't really grade him. I gave him a C. Like, you could have picked Henry or Dalvin Cook or even Devontae Adams would have been better.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
I
mean,
tried Edwards-Helaire, but I just took him in another league, so I didn't take him.
yeah.
I guess I should have taken DeAndre Hopkins. That would have worked too.
I mean, he could still come back and start averaging 10 catches a game and be fine. So, I don't.
He needs to not punch people, then he'll come back. At least the bye week is over, and that will rest Drew Brees'
That's true.
shaky arm.
Yeah, and Breeze hasn't looked great. So, I don't know. I gave you C because I don't blame you for drafting him. If I was there, I might have done it too.
I literally drafted him because I've never owned him. And I don't know what season he's in, but I've never gotten a chance to own Michael Thomas. And I was like, let me get him.
I had him last year,
That
and it was
was
great.
very bad research.
Yeah. Ugh. Hurts to miss that one. So you're in. Let's see. Your team's in eighth place. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. We got so many injuries, and now we're starting guys like Travis Fulgham,
The
the Fumatory, and like, what is it? Robert Funyuns, Tunyuns. How do you pronounce his name? Tanyan? Tanyan? He was like, it's like Funyuns.
Yeah, I had said Tanya, and so I was wrong.
Was weird that he finally corrected everyone after
Yeah.
2 years. Like, why did he wait 2 years to change his name correctly?
Well.
Yeah, my team's just there. It's the number one team according to Kyle. I have to. Well, Kyle said the best two teams in the league were mine and his, and I beat him. So that's why I am saying I have the best team. That's the only reason I'm going with. That's where my logic comes from.
Yahoo says eighth. And
Okay.
speaking of Kyle, with the next pick number seven is the Spartans with Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
He had
So
one good game, and then last week.
I wrote for this one is no risk it, no biscuit, because this one certainly a risky pick in the first round. I think it was a little bit bold to go get him, but I mean he's been pretty good so far.
Just can't find the end zone.
He's RB10, which isn't like great, but still, he's a
He's
top
like
three.
0 for 8 in their like goal line situation for whatever reason. Like they had to bring in Le'Veon Bell because he could not get in the end zone.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's been good.
Yeah, he's been good, and honestly, that's the big concern is how much do they work in Bell, and how many games are they just going to get ahead of teams? But so far he's been being worked in a lot, and it's definitely a flashy pick. I gave it a B minus,
Ooh.
because there was Henry Cook, Aaron Jones, all guys that were there, Mixon. But I think it's certainly worth the risk, and if he gets better and Bell isn't in good shape, then hey.
Then he'll be set.
Yeah, RB10 ain't bad.
It's not. I think that's solid this year.
Yeah.
I give him also what a C, but he's in ninth.
He is. His team is in ninth.
That is unfortunate.
That is.
I'm trying to see. His points are just there. They're
Yeah,
just
they're
in the
kind of just
middle.
there. He's RB10. He's kind of just hanging around. So hopefully he gets some big weeks coming up. And then, yeah, or there's going to be a fire sale. So next up is the German War Machine. Now here's another big value with Derrick Henry.
He's a beast this year.
Yeah, King Henry RB2 for the year for Evan. Just,
Still out there working on the tractor.
yeah, I mean, just yeah, I mean, hammering RB early is always good in a draft, and he's only trailing Kamara of points. He's there were seven running backs drafted in the first round, and this is the second one, so that's pretty damn good.
You gotta get the right one, and you got the right one.
You're like, you know, it kind of makes sense for Evan's per personality, a very good, safe pick, and it's worked out.
Yeah, he gets a lot of shit because he doesn't catch the ball.
Yeah.
And he starts slow, but it's working out this year.
It is. Just keep it. I know this last week he had like a 45-point game.
Yeah. I started him in DraftKings, luckily. King Henry.
Nice. King Henry. So Evan's team is in
Fifth. He's in
fifth.
fifth.
Yeah, fifth. There we go. We finally caught up to fifth place.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of right there. Just gotta keep keeping on. I think I gave this one an A. This is like my only A, I think. Just because that's real good.
Really good. All
Yeah.
right.
All right, next up is DK Metcalf with DeAndre Hopkins.
Like the pick.
Yeah, the only other wide receiver drafted in the first round. He is wide receiver three for the year.
Mr. Hopkins, we should have seen it coming.
You should have. I mean, anybody who gets away from the Texans is probably going to be good.
Yeah, that was the main thing. But we were like, oh, he kind of fell.
It was funny because I was worried, like, man, how much are they going to use him? And then they're just like, no, we'll give him the ball every play and just let him do what he does. And he's just that good.
Don't even use the other receivers. It's so
Yeah.
weird.
I mean, he's just that good. So, I mean, actually, I was wrong. This is the only other pick I gave an A to because it's just, it's a good pick. I was scared to draft him, but, you weren't, Grant, and it's paid off.
Just gonna pair him up with the meat calf.
Yeah, you get if you
Not
have him,
the Metcalf.
you're set, man. That's some strong RPs. Which is funny because I think Grant hated his team so much.
I don't know why he hated his team. He said they were last.
Yeah, this team is in seventh place.
It's not great if you're in seven, but you're not
Look,
last.
you're not last. I think surprisingly, do you know who's the most in points for wide receivers this year?
Yeah, it's Calvin Ridley.
It's Calvin Ridley.
I saw that like 10 minutes ago. That's the only reason I know.
Would
Calvin
you
Ridley.
have known that?
No, I would not have.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising.
It is, because I thought he didn't even play a game. Or am I wrong?
He might not have.
Like, he was clearly injured for one game.
Yeah.
I mean,
And
Matt Ryan had some 8-point games, so it's not like he was killing it.
yeah. Very surprising, though. You would not expect that.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
yeah, him and who are they? Thielen, Hopkins, all these like old people I got wrong, and Kamara, who turned
Yeah.
out good.
Turned out good. I think maybe we need to
Was
see
fading those hoes.
if he got an epidural as well.
Yeah, I know. That's what we just need. You should just enter like those questions in the off season when you can like spam the players. They're like, have you taken an epidural lately?
A good question to ask.
Yeah.
So bring it up with the last pick in the first round. Is Mixon impossible with Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon.
So I give this one a B plus. I think so. Joe Mixon is RB6 for the year. Now a lot of that came from 1 week. I think he has 90 points, and 42 of those were from 1 week.
I just want to know if you took the fact that Bench punished him that week, he got 42, into consideration of his overall grade.
I did. The point's not an A because he did bench him.
Like, that kind of kills the whole number all in six overall if you didn't start him that week.
Yeah, he's been more like RB20 for you in that case.
Yeah. So,
So
actually,
I think.
he might not even play this week now, so he's just fading off in the sunset.
There was certainly Dalvin Cook was still there, Aaron Jones was still there, Chris Carson. There were definitely guys you could have got. I mean, Joe Mixon's a volume king. And, I think he's got to hope that volume just stays there. But I don't hate it. It's a good pick. Just start him. You got to start him every week.
My question is, would you have drafted Kenyon Drake in front of
Oof. I don't know about that one. I mean, I still go back to Aaron Jones is there, Dalvin Cook is there. I would take those guys.
Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs.
I think that's a maybe even Chris Carson, because you're just talking about volume.
Yeah, I mean, I would take those guys, but
I would even take James Conner.
yeah, but Brett is in sixth place, so bringing up the 10th pick in sixth place, so pretty good. Hanging in there.
Hang in there, indeed.
Yeah. All right, so real quick before we go, because it sounds like your dinner's ready, I also wanted to look real quick the top five tight ends drafted, because I think everybody gets panicked on draft night and tries to get tight ends and they get scared. But the top five, I thought this was interesting this year, were Kelce, Andrews, Ertz, Kittle, and Higbee in that order they were drafted. The top five for the year are Kelce, Kittle, Andrews, Jonnu Smith, and Tonyan.
What you're saying is only the top three are real, like we
Yeah.
thought.
Yeah. Jonnu Smith came
Everybody
in.
else, is somebody from left field.
And Tonyan was undrafted.
Tonyan wasn't even a number one on his team
And
when the
no, he
season
wasn't.
started. The other guy was in there, but he got injured.
Well,
So, what you're
we
trying to
have
say
met.
is next year away from Dalton Schultz.
That's what I'm gonna. That's why everybody was worried I wouldn't get a tight end. Here we are.
But real talk, aren't both of your tight ends injured right now?
Let's see. I have Goddard and Fant, who were pretty good. They were like top 10 guys, but they both got hurt.
Are not playing right now.
And I'll find new guys.
Who
Logan Thomas.
are your current tight ends then?
Well, Noah Fant is back, so I got him
Oh.
back, and probably Logan Thomas for one more week.
One more week of Logan Thomas.
Way in
It's
the Cowboys, so giddy up.
It should make sense, but then it doesn't every freaking week.
I know it doesn't.
It doesn't. You put it in the equation, it just rejects it and spits it back out. It even gives you the right amount of targets that you want from a tight end. It'll be like 4 to 5.
It's
And you'll
all.
be like,
I think
13 yards, that's it.
he's had four every week. It's weird. He always gets four.
And then he never gets like more than 13 yards.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. What are they doing over there? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Well, we've had
Not
our
even
first.
Riverboat Ron.
We've had our first podcast of the year, so I challenge the other nine teams, get on here, make some content, do some work.
Put in the hustle.
Everybody likes the podcast, so get on it.
Yeah, that was the thing. I couldn't get a co-host, so it's like, do I really want to talk about how great my team is for 25 minutes every week?
There's other
So,
things we can talk about. Let's talk about which wide receivers are on slants.
okay.
Michael
We would just spend 90 minutes on
Thomas.
slants. The
All right,
number of ways you can run a slant.
so Michael Thomas's Twitter name is Can't Guard Mike, and I read somebody said you can't guard Mike if he's not on the field.
That's true. Well, who's your favorite player on your team this year?
Ooh, my favorite player on my team. I mean, I gotta love Tannehill the most. He's just been insane. And he's putting
Oh
like
man.
MVP numbers this year.
Yeah, I don't think Brett realizes he has 30 points every game.
Yeah, he's had 30 points every single game.
I didn't even know that until the day I tried to trade for him in my other league. I was like, oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
That's got 30-point quarterbacks for you.
So I think it would be him. I love A.J. Brown. I love my little Cooper Kupp. They're all good.
Probably why the COVID hit you so hard. You just named like so many Titans.
Yeah.
I just love the Titans. I'm actually a Titans fan now.
Yeah.
Tighten up. You and Brent Snedeker can tighten up.
Everybody can tighten up.
Well, okay. That will wrap our first podcast. Hopefully it won't be our last.
No, you people get on it. Go vote and then go make a podcast.
Sounds good.
All right.